Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com. Let's get started with the first article. How to deep clean your shower head and why it's important. Tackle blocked spray jets and mineral buildup on your bathroom shower head with this deep cleaning solution by Emily Fazio. We get it. Your bathroom shower head is one of those spots in the home you'd expect to be somewhat self-cleaning, but it does need some routine upkeep to look new and function at full capacity. It may not come into contact with much besides water and soap, but cleansing the shower head helps to treat hard water buildup and keep soap scum at bay. Mineral deposits like lime scale in your water supply can create blockages in the holes through which water passes, reducing the power of the jet or entirely clogging it. Time to get those micro jets clean and improve your overall showering experience. Materials needed: pitcher, gallon-sized plastic bag, 1/2 cup of baking soda, 4 cups of white vinegar, 1 cup of water, zip ties or rubber bands. 1. Inspect shower head. Start by checking out your shower head closely. Turn on the water and identify which water holes seem plugged when the shower is running. Make sure those affected holes are completely submerged while cleaning. 2. Mix cleaner. Place the gallon-sized plastic bag open inside the pitcher and fold the edges of the bag around the outside of the container. This helps to keep it upright. Add 1/2 cup of baking soda to the bag. Slowly pour the vinegar into the bag, emphasis on slow. This isn't meant to be a science experiment, but we guarantee that you'll enjoy witnessing the bubbly reaction. Without causing the bag to overflow, continue adding the vinegar until it's fully mixed and settled. Add 1 cup of water to dilute the mixture. 3. Submerge shower head. The size and angle of your shower head makes this next step a bit of a challenge to direct universally. Best case scenario, you'll be able to angle the shower head downwards and fully submerge every single water jet into the bubbly cleaner, securely tying the bag around the neck of the shower head. A removable shower head or 2-in-1 design might call for a little extra work in order to get all of the jets soaked in cleaner. You'll see that I took the handheld attachment of the shower head out of the fixture and soaked it separately in a bowl on the floor of the shower. A zip tie is a very secure way to attach the bag around the neck of your shower head. You can also use a rubber band if you're able to wrap it well and keep the bag in place. Be mindful of the bag's weight too. If you have a small shower head, you may want to reduce the amount of cleaner weighing down your fixture. Just pour any excess onto the floor of the bathtub or shower and give the area a good washing while you're at it. Allow the shower head to soak in the cleaner for 4 hours or even overnight. 4. Wipe down shower head surface to remove mineral deposits. When you remove the bag, pour the liquid down the drain and turn the water back on to see if any of the previously clogged jets have opened up. If your shower head produced a low water pressure prior to cleaning, you might notice a big difference now. Use a dry microfiber cloth to wipe down the surface of the shower head gently to wash away any remaining mineral buildup or residue on the metal or plastic. Soap residue and hard water spots should be completely gone, and your shower should be good to use again, so have at it. Routine cleaning. For routine cleaning, keep some diluted vinegar in a spray bottle. No baking soda necessary. You can keep buildup at bay by spraying and wiping down the shower head during your regular cleaning process, reducing the number of times you need to do a deep soaking treatment. How often to clean a shower head? Aim to deep clean your shower head around once a month. You may find that it needs to be cleaned more or less frequently depending on how hard your water is. be on the lookout for clogged jets and tackle them while they're still manageable. Routine cleanings will cut down on how often you need to do a deep soaking treatment. That concludes how to deep clean your shower head and why it's important. Next, 6 easy ways to unclog a toilet without a plunger. Tips for taking care of business. Learn how to clear a clog without a plunger by Emily Fazio. So the toilet's clogged again. A plunger is usually the first option when you need to clear the pipes after an unexpected blockage. But what do you do if the plunger isn't working or isn't available? No plunger? It's possible to unclog a toilet without a plunger using items on hand at home, such as dish soap or a plastic bottle. There are a few easy tricks you can try. None of these ideas involve a traditional plunger, but all are effective at breaking through unexpected clogs. 1. Add hot water. If the toilet is filled to the brim, you will need to remove some of the water first. Pour a gallon of hot water into the bowl and let it sit. Boiling water can risk breaking the porcelain, but an influx of hot water is an effective first step to disintegrate and dislodge the blockage. Try to flush out the blockage. 2. Try dish soap. Pour a half cup of liquid dish soap into your toilet. Let the buildup soak. Soaking with dish soap is similar to soaking buildup on pots and pans before washing them. Flush out the blockage. 3. Create a toilet snake. If you don't have a flexible toilet snake that can reach into the plumbing, make your own using a wire hanger. Unfold the hanger and extend the end into the drain. Plunge and twist the metal to agitate anything stuck in its path. Unclog a toilet without a plunger using a water bottle. A large water bottle can force air through a toilet drain to clear clogs. 4. Force airflow. Use an empty plastic bottle to force air into the pipes, much like an actual toilet air blaster with a barometer. Start with larger bottles or 2-liter soda bottles, since they hold a larger air capacity and are wide enough to plug the drain hole. Insert the bottle upside down into the drain of the blocked toilet and squeeze firmly and quickly. The air will force into the pipes and disrupt the clog. 5. Use baking soda and vinegar. Baking soda and vinegar have the power to cut through grime for ordinary cleaning and also can tackle clogs that are out of sight. Measure 1 cup of baking soda and pour it into the toilet. Then pour 2 cups of white vinegar onto the baking soda to create a chemical reaction that fizzes. As it fizzes and circulates in the bowl, you may see the water level drop, which indicates that the blockage is clearing. Tip: avoid creating your own science fair volcano by ensuring that the toilet bowl is at least half full of water before adding white vinegar. 6. Try store-bought cleaners. Most heavy-duty cleaners are suitable for busting through a blocked toilet clog, but be aware that the toilet may need to sit blocked for a few hours or overnight. Of course, if you have a septic tank, always be sure to choose septic-safe products. Popular products you may need to keep on hand include Green Gobbler, Powder Plunger, Drain Defense, CLR, Liquid Plumber Gel. Keep these items on hand: CLR Brilliant Bath Foaming Multi-Surface Cleaner, $3.68, Walmart. Liquid Plumber Heavy Duty Clog Remover, $25.37, Amazon. 25-inch Hair Drain Clog Remover Tool, 6 pieces, $9.99, Amazon. That concludes 6 easy ways to unclog a toilet without a plunger. Now we'll read how to clean a stained toilet. Roll up your sleeves and get ready to tackle those stains once and for all. We're sharing 2 easy, effective ways to clean the toilet by Emily Fazio. A cramped floor plan and outdated finishes prompt the remodel of this small master bathroom. Relocating the toilet to the rear wall and adding a wall-mounted sink maximizes the space. The glass mosaic tile feature wall adds movement and draws attention to the high ceilings and skylight. We all know what's going on in there. Toilets get dirty and require routine cleaning. No matter if you're a let-it-mellow household or committed to a diligent bleaching routine, there's one main reason it can be challenging to keep your toilet perfectly clean: hard water. Bacteria buildup is probably the biggest reason you prioritize cleaning your loo. But if you scrub and disinfect and it still looks dirty, blame the stains caused by calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron that circulate in your home's water system. Not every house has hard water, but if you do, the minerals can build up quickly and be difficult to remove. Below, we're sharing two solutions for cleaning the toughest toilet stains: vinegar and baking soda, and pumice stones. It should be said that you can also give it the old 1-2 punch when you really need to show your porcelain who's boss. As an important reminder, while bleach and vinegar as separate tools are very powerful, never combine them. Mixing bleach and vinegar produces a toxic gas. Option 1. Use vinegar and baking soda. Vinegar and baking soda produce that oh-so-familiar chemical reaction that powers through buildup and loosens tough stains. While it might seem like it's chewing its way through grime, it's not powerful enough to damage the porcelain finish of the toilet bowl. Pour 2 cups of white vinegar around the edges of the toilet bowl, allowing it to swirl around and settle in the bottom. It will naturally dilute a bit since there's already water in the bowl. While the bowl's wet, sprinkle a few tablespoons of baking soda into the toilet bowl. Concentrating it on stain rings is great, but focus on getting it all over. You should see the reaction between the vinegar and the baking soda. This reaction helps to mitigate buildup without damaging the porcelain. With a cloth or bristled toilet brush, massage the vinegar and baking soda together into stained areas to loosen and polish. Flush to rinse it clean. Option 2. Use a pumice stone. Pumice stones act like sandpaper and can be rubbed right against the stains in your toilet. Unlike bristled toilet brushes, which bend easily and can't always provide enough muscle to remove stains, pumice is harder than the stain itself, but softer than the porcelain, which allows it to work effectively without damaging the toilet. It's a natural, inexpensive, and non-toxic solution that really works when you need to remove hard water stains. Wet your pumice stone. Use the stone to scrape away at the stains in the bowl. You won't need to use all of your muscle. Scrub lightly and apply pressure as needed. The stone itself will grind down a bit during use, especially if you use a lot of force, but can be flushed without damaging your sewer or septic system. It's worth noting that you don't have to use the same pumice you use for your pedicures. In fact, yes, definitely buy yourself a separate pumice stone for toilet duty. You'll also find that there are many made-for-toilets pumice products that are attached to a wand for convenient use. Stains be gone. That concludes How to Clean a Stained Toilet. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to another article from HGTV Magazine. How to Make Your Own DIY Toilet Bowl Cleaner. We're sharing simple, expert-tested solutions that'll help you keep your bathroom healthy and fresh. They may also help you save a few bucks. By Emily Fazio. Ah, toilets, a topic we love to cover. While cleaning a toilet is rarely a highlight on one's chore list, we love testing new methods that keep the porcelain looking polished. Just like commercial products, DIY toilet bowl cleaners can be powerful solutions. The difference lies in the ingredients. Crafted from natural ingredients that you likely already have in your kitchen, they're strong enough to remove stains, disinfect and deodorize your toilet bowl without the use of harmful chemicals. Benefits of using DIY toilet brush bowl cleaners. They're safe to use around family and pets. They're free from toxic chemicals, and that's essential, especially if you have a pet that drinks from the bowl when you're not looking. They're cost-effective. Our recommendations are cheaper than store-bought alternatives. They're customizable. Adjust the scent and strength of the solution to suit your preferences. They're eco-friendly. Reuse containers and cut back on plastic waste. Types of DIY toilet bowl cleaners. DIY toilet bowl cleaners can be made from various natural ingredients, each serving a different purpose. We've tested them all. 1. Baking soda and vinegar cleaner. This classic combination can be abrasive enough to remove stains while simultaneously neutralizing odors, but you do need a high volume to avoid diluting the vinegar and reducing the strength of the reaction. 2. Citrus-based cleaner. The natural oils in lemon or orange peels infuse a fresh citrus scent while cutting through grime. We like this best for the toilet seat and exposed porcelain. It's not strong enough to get mineral buildup deep inside the bowl. 3. Hydrogen peroxide cleaner. Known for its disinfecting properties, hydrogen peroxide works wonders. Plus, it can be mixed with essential oils for added fragrance. It does a good job cleaning exposed porcelain and the ring around the edge of the water, but is less effective at cleaning deep into the toilet bowl. 4. Borax-based cleaner. Borax is a natural mineral that boosts cleaning power, especially when combined with baking soda. We also love it in our homemade dishwasher detergent. This is the stuff that's going to help keep the mineral deposits in your toilet bowl at bay. Why choose eco-friendly cleaning solutions? Eco-friendly cleaning solutions are increasingly popular as we learn more about the side effects of traditional cleaning products. Chemicals can contribute to indoor air pollution, skin irritation, and even respiratory issues. In contrast, eco-friendly solutions are made from natural ingredients that are biodegradable and non-toxic, making them safer for both people and the planet. Make DIY toilet bowl cleaning powder. Two powerful solutions. Dry powder toilet cleaner. This is a great substitute for Comet or Bon Ami, and you can make your own solution at a competitive price point. Our mixture includes about $3.75 of ingredients and creates 24 ounces of powder. The commercial products cost $1.50 to $3 for less than 16 ounces. You'll need 1 cup borax, 75 cents, 2 cups baking soda or 1 16-ounce box, $2, 20 drops tea tree essential oil, $1, glass jar with a scoop. To mix the powder, simply combine the borax, baking soda, and tea tree oil. Mix it well and store it in a sealed glass jar. To use the powder, sprinkle 2 tablespoons of the mixture into the toilet bowl, covering stains and buildup. Allow the mixture to sit in the bowl for at least 15 minutes to break down grime. Scrub the bowl with a toilet brush to remove stains, just like you would with any toilet bowl cleaner. Flush to rinse and clean the bowl. Grime cutting toilet cleaning spray. We like this solution because it's easier to apply to the sides of the bowl and the rim holes or jet holes. The only downside to this recipe is that you have to let it brew, so we encourage you to make a large volume. You'll notice this isn't a diluted solution. It's not necessary because porcelain is as durable as can be against strong cleaners. We estimate that our solution will only cost $2. Plus, you can reserve the lemon juice for a future recipe. Store-bought cleaner spray can cost $2.50 to $4 for a comparable volume. You'll need 2 cups white vinegar, 50 cents, peels of 2 lemons, $1, 10 drops of lemon essential oil, 50 cents, spray bottle. To mix, start by infusing the vinegar. Place the lemon peels in a jar and pour 2 cups of white vinegar over them. Seal the jar and let it sit for 2 weeks so the lemon oils infuse into the vinegar. After 2 weeks, strain the vinegar to remove the lemon pills. Add 10 drops of lemon essential oil to the infused vinegar for extra effect. Transfer the solution into a spray bottle and keep it in your bathroom cabinet. To use, spray the inside of the bowl, especially around the rim holes. You can also apply this to the underside of the toilet seat and all along the edge to tackle buildup and splatters. Let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes, then use a cloth or toilet brush to scrub the loosened buildup. Flush to rinse the inside of the bowl. Storing your DIY toilet bowl cleaner. Remember to store your DIY toilet bowl cleaner in a cool, dark place, away from direct sunlight. Use airtight containers to keep the ingredients fresh and label them clearly to avoid confusion. Most homemade cleaners can last for several months. That concludes how to make your own DIY toilet bowl cleaner. The next article is from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. How to politely insert yourself into conversation and more etiquette advice from Hoda and Jenna. Hoda Kopp and Jenna Bush Hager, the hosts of Today with Hoda and Jenna, share their best advice for dealing with social dilemmas by Hoda Kopp and Jenna Bush Hager. Published on December 16, 2024. Hoda Kopp and Jenna Bush Hager, the hosts of Today with Hoda and Jenna, are our modern manners for your social dilemmas etiquette columnists. These two have been dishing out honest, heartfelt advice on air for years. Watch them live on weekdays at 10 a.m. ET. Then check out their advice on a variety of social quandaries, including how to deal with family vacations, below. Want their advice on a sticky social situation? Email them at modernmanners@realsimple.com, and they might offer up some sage advice for you in an upcoming issue of Real Simple. How to politely insert yourself into conversation. Sandra asks, at parties, I find myself wanting to talk to someone who's already involved in a conversation with another person. What's the gracious way to do so? Hover nearby, waiting for a break in their conversation, politely interrupt and briefly speak to one or both, or just move on and hope to catch their attention later. Jenna Bush Hager, I think you got to move on for a bit. If people are in conversation, find somebody else to talk to for a while. Hoda Kopp, I think that's right. JBH, there are plenty of people around. Look for somebody else and catch up with your person later. HK, definitely don't interrupt. You can jump around and go in when they're done, or you can join that conversation, but don't take it over. Be inclusive. Join in on whatever they're discussing, and maybe the other person will end up excusing themselves to get a drink or do whatever, and then you have your window. Understanding gifts versus hand-me-downs. Anonymous asks, my relatives often give my kids used gifts, a coloring book with some pages already filled in, a lotion or hand sanitizer that's either expired or partially used, a toy with missing pieces, a book with ripped or missing pages. My kids are hurt and insulted by this, thinking they aren't worthy of receiving something nicer. I would rather they not give anything than get these kind of items. Do I say something? JBH, no. Hoda gave me an apple once as a gift, and she had actually brought it as a snack for herself. HK, I think what Jenna's saying is this. The gift you're given does not determine your worth. I love Jenna, and I did give her an apple. JBH, that's exactly right, and it doesn't define your relationship, because some people are just not gift givers. I'm not a great gift giver, but my friends know that about me, and they love me for other things. HK, I will say, there's a curious thing about giving a broken toy. JBH, it sounds like it's not a gift, it's a hand-me-down. HK, I think you nailed it. Reframe what you're receiving. It's not a gift, it's a hand-me-down. And take a hand-me-down for what it's worth. You can donate it if the kids don't want it. I often say to Haley and Hope that some moms are tall, some moms are short, some moms are old, some moms are young, because they're all different. Hoda Kopp. Not taking the whole family on a vacation? Julie asks, we have four adult children. The two oldest are married and the two youngest are college students and not married. We recently planned a trip to Hawaii with our two youngest kids. Our daughter-in-law was mad that they didn't all get invited. We just wanted to spend a little time with our youngest ones. Should I feel bad? Should we always invite all the kids on vacations? HK, nope. This is a special trip for the two youngest kids who are in college. Tell your older kids that you obviously love them too, and one day you'll take a special trip with them. But this one is different. JBH, think about how you want to be as a mom of grown kids. Do you want to take all your kids on every vacation you ever go on? Probably not. HK, I think you have to just say it. And the tone is, sweetie, we love you, and this trip is just for them. And I'll let you know when there's a trip for everybody. Or you do another trip with just the older kids. There's nothing wrong with that. Knowing when to correct strangers. Melanie asks, I'm an older mom. Thank you to Hoda for inspiring me to never give up on my dreams of having a family. When I meet someone I likely won't see again and they call me grandma instead of mom, should I correct them? I've corrected people before and they've often been embarrassed and apologetic and the whole moment was awkward. My daughter is young enough that she doesn't understand what's happening, but the day is coming when she will. HK, I think you correct them, calmly, because I've learned that your daughter won't be reacting to what the person said. She'll be reacting to how you're reacting. JBH, I think conversations like this aren't about how the other person feels. They're about how you feel. You're proud to be your mother, and you want your daughter to feel that. You want her to feel how happy you are that you chose this. HK, absolutely. I often say to Haley and Hope that some moms are tall, some moms are short, some moms are old, some moms are young, because they're all different. You try to lay it all out. JBH, and that's what's beautiful about being human. We're all different. Have an etiquette question? Email Jenna and Hoda at modernmanners@realsimple.com. That concludes how to politely insert yourself into conversation and more. Etiquette advice from Hoda and Jenna. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.